wanted the whole thing to be cohesive. Was that a difficult thing to do when you had all of these songs and saying, all right, how do I make a cohesive album with this? Or was that part easier?
That was actually easier because David Brophy and I co-wrote all of the songs.
Right.
So they kind of have both our stamp on them. And luckily, I think they all kind of fit together. There's you know, it's not a perfect record. I think there's a few songs.
Of course it's a perfect record.
there's some songs that may not be as cohesive as others, but I think it makes sense to me as a whole.
Okay. So what other, do you have any shows coming up before the release? Because, I mean, the release is what? Another 2.5 weeks away, so...
Yes, on our website, we are playing in Rockport on the 21st of May.
Ooh, so,
but,
okay.
And that's a solo show, that's not with a band. But
oh, it's it just
be,
you?
It will just be me on keyboard, so...
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Do you... Which type of show do you prefer? Like,
oh,
the solo shows or
the band
shows?
Definitely. I don't like to be alone, hence why I have 9 people in my band.
That is true. You do have a lot of people in your band.
I don't like being alone.
And who is it that you toured with last year?
Oh, Martha Davis and the Motels. Yeah.
I saw that, and that was between you and Eddie Japan.
Yeah, that was
like,
fun.
Wow.
Yeah, really fun.
If only the album was out then, you could be selling it to all the Motels fans.
I know, that's true.
Martha Davis, girl. Yeah. All right, so let's, which track shall I play now? I'm thinking something on the other half of the album.
Oh, okay.
Which one do you suggest?
Why don't we do Dirty Dog?
Okay.
It's the only upbeat one.
Oh, there's more than just that, right?
This one is about this group of old women in New York that dress up really fabulously. So
nice.
Yeah.
And it's called Dirty Dog.
Dirty Dog.
All right. 91.5 WMFO.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO. That was Dirty Dog from the album Domestic. And we have Ruby Rose Fox here. So I gotta say, which one is your favorite to perform live? I'm assuming you've performed at least a few of these live before recording them.
Why do you always have the hardest questions, God, Phil? It's wow. Like they're all my babies. Like
I say to perform live.
To perform. I think I like...
I'm not asking you to choose your favorite song off the record.
I think I like...
Which one goes over really well, like with band and audience and all that stuff?
Lately, it has been... Oh, gosh, this is so hard. I don't know. I don't know what people like. Miss America goes over really well. Definitely Rock Bottom lately, just because it's sort of a new song we've been doing live. Has been really, really fun live.
So tell everyone who is in your band. So
they're gonna see
all these people up on stage on June 3rd.
Yeah. So we have the Gloria Steinems, which are the three beautiful, smart, talented women. Mally Smith. We've got Julia Mark and Colleen McNamara, Tony Severino's on guitar, John Bragg is on rhythm guitar, Matt Gerard is on bass, Josh, oh my God, why am I blanking? Josh is on keys, who is also known as That One-Eyed Kid, who also is a songwriter.
Okay.
and David Brophy's on drums.
Very nice. And all of them play on the record, right?
They're all on the record, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, wow. They are loud over there. We're hearing the sound check of Megan Tracy and the Misconnections.
Bring it on.
I mean, let's see if I can get some more of that. I don't know if that's
maybe
working.
Not.
Oh. All right, so I'll ask the hardest question. What's your favorite song on the record? You don't have to answer. Which one was the easiest to record?
The easiest to record? I think the easiest and hardest was Ronald Reagan.
Okay, how so?
Because it was like, I think it was like we did two takes of it. And it was just me on keys. So it was hard in that it was sort of nerve-wracking, but it was also easy because it
was it difficult just leading up to it and then once it happened, boom,
yeah,
it was done.
I mean, everything else was extremely produced and took days and we suffered over, and that one happened pretty fast, so.
Ruby Rose Fox suffers for her art.
Suffers. If you only
Well, you
knew.
Did say it was a breakup record.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the last artist I know that kind of made a breakup record and just made jillions of dollars was Adele. So maybe this could happen to you.
Maybe. Hopefully. Yeah.
All right. So how can people reach you?
They can reach us through our website, which is rubyrosefox.com. Ruby Rose Fox on Facebook, Twitter, Google search.
Just Google Ruby Rose Fox.
We're all over. But the most important thing is to get your ticket for our show on June 4th, which you can do through the Middle East or our website.
So. I thought you said it was June 3rd.
Oh, did I say 4th? 3rd. 3rd.
Yes, June 3rd. Yes, I'm looking.
Are you looking at our trailer?
Looking at the website, yes. And there's Rock Bottom playing in the background.
Yeah, it's a little...
You have some shows at the beginning of the summer. That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Very, very cool. But yes, Middle East Downstairs, June 3rd.
June 3rd,
I
not 4th.
3rd. I had to verify. And you're also playing in Portsmouth on June 16th.
Yes.
Katrina's in Gloucester.
Yes.
And the Sinclair at the end of the summer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. Hopefully, we'll fill it in even more.
I was going to say, are there tour plans or like maybe like a New England jaunt or something?
I think hopefully a national thing will happen this fall. But
okay.
I'm probably going to take the summer to plan and organize. So
true. Yeah. But in the meantime, we have Domestic, the new record.
Yeah.
It's really good. It comes out on my birthday. All of you guys should remember my birthday.
Awesome.
But yes, it comes out May 23rd. It's really, really good, even without the curse words in it.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming back to On the Town. This is it. I've been speechless. I'm sorry. This has been the most disjointed interview I've ever given. Wait a minute. We need to have. We need to have Paula interject here.
I said we don't know how to conduct ourselves.
That is true.
We are starstruck.
A little bit.
I am.
I mean,
I love Ruby.
Yes.
I do.
Oh, I love you too, Paula.
I do. I don't mind saying it either. I have no shame. I love Ruby Rose Fox.
But I believe Ruby saw us melt into our chairs when I played Die Pretty. So
I know, right? We're just sitting here going, I don't know. What do we say? What do we say? What do we do?
Yes. Starstruck DJs.
And we normally don't know how to shut up.
Yeah, generally, yeah.
Normally people are like, All right, cut to the music.
Nod.
I know. I wish this could go on all night, but we have another cool band in
there. Yeah, we have Megan Tracy and the Misconnections coming on in
a
little bit.
Wow, this is a great night for music.
Definitely.
Yay.
She's awesome.
You'll be listening in some form or another,
yes,
right?
Definitely.
Yeah. Thanks for coming out.
Thank
it's
you
horrible
for
weather.
Me.
It's nasty out
it's
there.
It's okay. Got
hey,
the
I'll,
house.
I'll,
so.
Yeah. I'll take it over the snow. I'll take it over snow.
Yeah, but it's May.
It's happened.
Are we still saying that?
It's happened.
Okay.
It's also been getting very cold at night.
Yeah.
So there's that.
I know. I still have the heat on.
Yeah.
Me too. I'm not going to lie.
No. Sad. Next week we'll be like, oh my God, it's so hot. Can't stand it. Right?
You'll never hear that come out of my mouth.
You'll hear it. Trust me.
you won't hear it from me.
It might not be from you or me, but you'll hear it.
Ah, okay.
Yes,
well,
thank
you so much. RubyRoseFox.com.
We bow. You can't see us, but we're bowing.
The new album Domestic comes out on the 23rd on the iTunes and on the website. So, yes, go reserve your copy now. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Phil.
Oh, my God. I don't know how to end this interview other than 91.5 WMFO.
Did you go? Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers the simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
WMFO, you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That was Matt York with Let's Go to the Beach, something that we cannot do today. Right, Paula?
Right on. No, yeah, we could not go to the beach.
And we started the mini block off with When Particles Collide, which made us both quite happy.
Yes.
If Ruby Rose Fox being here wasn't happy enough.
I know.
You know?
I know. The seat is still hot where she sat, and I'm sitting on it now.
Yes, you are. Oh, God.
I'm in the hot seat.
The hot seat. Really?
I don't know.
Really? That's arguably the cheesiest joke I've heard on the town.
Stay tuned. Don't go away.
But when this happens...
I don't know. That was a tough act to follow. In all due respect to all Boston.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Let's go with the concert report.
Cinco de Mayo. First of all, I have to say hello to my friend Lisa, who I hope is still listening. I'm sure she is.
Oh, I'm sure she is.
She flew all the way here from California, Oakland.
Wow.
Yeah. She's here. We're going out tomorrow night. Hi, cool. Lisa. Can't wait. Looking forward to it. Okay, so without further ado, here we go. Tomorrow, Tavern at the End of the World in Charlestown is hosted by Vicky Porter and friends. Sarah Levesque opens the night. Then at 10:30, Vicky Porter plays, and closing out the night is Randy Black and the Heathcroppers. Atwood's Tavern features We Could Never Take the Place of Your Man, a tribute to Prince.
And that sounds like an amazing
it's
show.
It's going to be a great show, and can I just tell you that Megan Tracy is in the other room, and she is heading it with Andrea Gillis, Goddamn Glenn, a ton of people. I'm going to let her talk about that.
We'll chat it up in a little bit. Yeah.
Hit her up for more info on that show. Yeah. It's going to be great.
You can hit her up for more info.
Perhaps I can.
Maybe you can.
All right, then.
All right.
The Stan Martin Band is at the Monotomy Grill in Arlington. Highway Chapel is at the Cantab with Shallow End Divers, Argonne Red, and Breakfast Project. Friday, May 6th, Social Enterprise Greenhouse in Providence, Rhode Island has Chris Trapper in concert. Switch Watchers.
Nice.
I love Chris. I really do. Switch Watchers, major stars Mimi Beast and Modern Voices are at the Midway. The Tim Guerin Band and Pat and the Hats are at Atwood's. Saturday, May 7th, at a Pig's Eye in Salem, Massachusetts, you've got Hummingbird Syndicate. They're playing an acoustic set, and Machine 475 is up the road at Gulu Gulu. Stars Like Ours, Band Without Hands, Violent May, and Cujo are at O'Brien's. John Fuller, yes,
I gotta say, we need a Cujo album. That's Jen Trinan's project.
I know, she's amazing. We need a Cujo album. I know. That's okay.
Jen, if you're listening, come on.
Jen, if you're listening, let's get on that.
Yes.
All right, great. John Fuller, Easy Ed's Variety Hour, 10th anniversary party at the Midway. Doors open at 4. I love these matinee shows.
Well, I gotta say, Easy Ed's Variety Hour is a show on WMFL.
No, sir.
Yeah.
No, sir. Really?
Yeah, okay. Really?
All right. And so,
well, I'm keeping the listeners informed.
Okay, keep me informed too while you're at it. I didn't know that. I was supposed to look that up and I didn't. I forgot. So,
oh yeah, Easy as Variety Hours.
Easy as Variety Hours here. Okay, cool. So there's going to be a DJ. That makes sense then. That makes sense why they advertised all these DJs, because at the beginning there's going to be a DJ, and then there's going to be bands. Let's see, there'll be a DJ to open the party, then Fearless Leaders from 5 to 6, Barley Hoppers from 6:45, then comes Roy Sludge, The Bop, Thrills, Crank Tones, and to close the night, Johnny Carnevale. Did I say that right?
Carnevale?
Carnevale. Let's pretend I said that right, okay? And in between each band is a DJ. So there you go. Are you invited? Are you involved?
Not on the DJ front.
Okay. I don't know who is. It didn't say. As part of the Somerville Sessions, songwriters Terry Kitchen, Mark Cutler, Kirsten Maxwell will be performing at the Armory in Somerville. That's a cool little place. It's a mellow little place, too. But it's great. I like it. Get a load of this. Bingo brunch at Atwood's.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's okay.
Bingo.
So you get there at 11. You have a little something to eat, and then you start drinking right away, and then you play bingo. At 12:30.
That's awesome.
And it goes till 2:30. Yeah. And for the sake of the song, Working Man's Blues, Modern Day Protest Songs, begins at 4, and much later that night, beginning at 10 o'clock, is Vapors of Morphine. Love them. Mm. Sunday, Dash Riprock will be playing at Store 54 along with the Titanics. And T-Mac.
I thought Store 54 closed.
Okay, well, let me tell you about that, sir. The retail portion of the store has closed.
Oh.
Yes, they had their last retail market, whatever you want to call it, on Sunday. They've had them. Yeah, they were selling
all
everything.
I had to work all weekend. I'm so bummed. Wanted to go.
I'm sorry.
I thought they were closing at the end of this month, so
no.
I figured I would get there sometime.
They closed last Sunday, was their last day, and but they do have shows coming up, so there'll be lots of room to move around as opposed to before. I guess there's your silver lining. T-Max in the round with Eric Lee and Ian Foster at the Burr and Back Room in Davis Square, beginning at 8 o'clock. Again, that is Sunday night. Burr and Back Room is kind of nice. Great place to bring a date if you got one. Grab something to eat, and it's right there in beautiful downtown Davis Square.
Oh, yeah.
Downbeat Mondays with Matt Stubbs and the Antiguas continue at the Plow and Stars in Cambridge. Marley Mondays with the Deputy Conquerors are at Sally O'Brien's. and every Wednesday, always amazing. The fabulous Dennis Brennan is at the Lizard Lounge, continuing his residency there. And next week here at On the Town, we have Daniel Ouellette
and the Showbigin. Yes.
Ta-da.
Pam will be hosting.
Oh, Pam's hosting. Very good.
Pam's hosting.
Excellent.
Daniel Ouellette and the Showbigin will be playing.
And that's going to be great. Yeah. So I'll see everybody out there. I'm looking forward to it. I hope it stops raining for us this weekend. I really, truly do, because I'm done with all this rain.
Yeah. But I've been through longer rain seasons, so this...
I know,
it
but...
doesn't affect me that much.
I do when I got stuff to do. You know, I don't like it when I got stuff to do. So who's up next? Who's coming on?
We got... Well, I believe we have Megan Tracy and the Missed Connections coming
They're
on.
They're sounding good. I was in there taking photos during the sound check, and they sound good.
Yeah, and I had to make myself pretty. There's a film crew.
Oh, jeez. We don't do that for radio, Phil.
Yeah.
Nobody cares what we look like, do they?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, now they... Stay away from me with that camera.
Well, I don't know. That video of you dancing.
Thank you for that.
Forever.
Thank you for that. I like being on this side of the camera. That's my trick.
Really?
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind doing this, but I don't like being on that side.
Aw, why not?
Because they have this thing now called Facebook, and people...
I mean, that video I took was just you enjoying the music.
No, I like that video, actually. You know what? You captured the true essence of me.
Yeah,
it's my element that a lot of people don't get to see. You see me out in clubs and stuff, but you don't actually see me behind the scenes just being me.
Well, I mean, good thing there's no...
And you caught me. You did.
Good thing there's no video of me, like, air drumming behind the console.
Oh, my God. I mean, no, that's Michael.
Oh, really?
Michael's the air instrumentalist. I almost killed him earlier. Yeah, he's one of those ones that has like ice in his coffee and he's shaking it all over the table. I'm just looking at him like, really, Michael? Really?
So this is what pre-production looks like at On the Town with Mikey D, right?
I'm like, how many more reasons do I need to kill you?
That is precious.
Yeah. I know.
Oh my God.
Yep.
No, those little things are what makes up the cool aspect of the Facebook page On the Town with Mikey D.
I agree.
I mean, there was me with that big honking burrito.
I love honking burritos.
Flying burrito, brother. Brother.
Yes.
You know, things like that.
Yes.
I mean, it gives our listeners a little glimpse.
Where did you get a honkin' burrito? I've been searching.
I forget.
Because California has the best burritos anywhere, and I've been here 10 years now. I've been home, and I'm still on the search for the honkin' burrito.
Oh, God. Really? You're a big...
You guys' version of honkin'. You haven't seen honkin'.
Well, it was a big burrito.
We're talking like you could feed a family of four with our burritos.
Wow. All right.
All right, we're good to go.
We're good to go. Without further ado, Megan Tracy and the Missed Connections.
Why would you question a meeting of minds? A stray conversation, the passing of time. I told you I'm harder than any you found, but you broke me in, and you broke me down. There's girls who give easy, and girls who fold fast, and there's women who love you in spite of your past. So why are we trying to make this one last? We don't have to be wrong. We don't have to feel It's funny you'd say that. I've heard it before. I find it gets harder, and I hurt so much more.
For listening, we're Megan Tracy and the Misconnections. This next song is a newer one. It's called Sweetheart.
It's like a freeway riding till I hit the skids. She said
the icicle melts. It's better than this. It's better they love what they have and not what they miss. And flowers fade brighter than light on your shoes. This goodbye was never intended for you. The icicle's thinned, but the harder I try to stay out, the more I gave in. And flowers fade brighter than the light in your past. This goodbye was never intended. Told you plenty before, you'll always be mine. And flowers fade brighter than light on your skin. This goodbye was only intended for him. Never intended for you. That's an unrecorded one called This Goodbye. So we're glad to be playing it here. We're really happy to be here live on WMFO tonight. Thanks so much for anyone who's staying up and listening, and especially to all you guys, my band, who stayed up late to come out too on a Wednesday. This next song is called Fearless. And if it's true, daybreak slowly, a lot like you. It's better where you are. Nothing came between us. The bitter pill to swallow was your own, and now you leave that place behind. Thank you. hit the microphone there. Thanks again. We are Megan Tracy and the Misconnections. That song was called Fearless, and it featured some solos by some of the bands. So I'm going to introduce them now. Sam Spencer on bass. Stud Green playing everything. That was violin. There's also guitar happening right now, and there'll be some mando later. Craig Small on lead guitar. And Tamara Gooding over there on drums. I really love being able to watch Tamara while I play. It's nice. She's one of my favorite people. She smiles the whole time, and she makes you feel really good and also look up. It's awesome. This next song is called Harder Girl. Next song is called Nightingale. It is off of an EP we put out last year, almost to the day. I think it was May 5th. Called Fiercely. We have that. I'll talk about that a little more and about our upcoming projects when I talk to Phil a little bit later. But this song is off of that one, and it's called Nightingale.
Thank you.
was the brightest star in a world of her own, where she built herself inside. She had a second chance to be happy and not in another person's life. She found her way by closing her eyes and had to see it through. This was all about her, not about you. Not about you. Now she's a nightingale, only a muse. She'll have plenty to say, but till then she'll bide her time. Found a way by closing her eyes and had to see it through. This was all.
Thank you.
formation shakes the bedrock to the core. So either way, now she's a banished friend. Spring through the tear ducts and obliterate the sin. It's enough to divide us. We need your silence when you came. And then you said it's costing me.